The Rambam says here in Hilchos Mamrim Perakei, Halachir Aleph, so after establishing the situation of Harasa Shalom Bikdusha, Veleidasa Bikdusha, where ironically the formal chiv against Kilal and Hakav, the mother, was undermined because you couldn't have that for the father, and we described it as a process of shutfas, kishem shenu chayv alaviv, kachinu chayv alimo, shenemer kala aviv imo, eshu chayv alaviv, chayv alimo, vizeshenu chayv alaviv, inu chayv alimo. So then the Rambam says the following. So hager, asr lakala aviv ha'akam lakoso, velo yivazeh, we can't denigrate him, kide shelo yomru bo mikdusha chamura, likdusha kala, sherei zem evaze aviv. Ella noig bo miktas kavod. So basically, what the Rambam is saying is that even though on a doraisa level, you know, gershin is gerik katan anola dami, there's no formal doraisa halachic obligation that would create a problem for a ger to be mekalel or maka his biological father. Not that we're recommending it, but there's, you know, not a formal violation there of maka aviv imo mos yumas or mekalel aviv imo. Most yumas lo sekal lo cheresh, or arba'im yakenu lo yosif, in terms of the makar for hakaa. But nonetheless, there's a broader concern here, which is a kind of a chilul Hashem, as it were. When people will say, "Ah, this guy became Jewish so that he could have a lower standard," the Kesef Mishnah points out, or the Radvaz points out, excuse me, that we have the Kesef Mishnah points out that you know, we have parallel ideas in arayos. There's certain arayos that would be permissible based on the principle of Gerishin Izgar Kikatan Anola Dami, but we prohibit these things, so people shouldn't say, you know, that Jewish people, you know, have a lower moral standard. What we call Kedusha Kala, Kedusha Chamura. So rather, the Rambam says, you know, certainly you were not going to allow this on a rabbinic level in terms of Klala and Hakka, Elanoig Bo Mixas Kavod. So this is a very important pivot point in Hilchos Mamrim in general. Because what we've been discussing up until now are the issues of klala and haka'a. What the Rambam is now saying that, oh, you know, ella noeg bo mixas kavod. Maybe not the full kavod that would be accorded when it was halachically demanded, but mixas kavod, elements of kavod. And so here you see the first, you know, direct, you know, interposition in terms of the relationships between Klala and Haka on the one hand, right, in terms of what you can't do, and Kavod and Yira, what we're going to get to on the other side. So again, it's attenuated. It's not Kavod, it's Mixas Kavod, but, you know, this is played out in many, many areas of Halacha, in terms of when people are gerim and sitting Shiva for biological parents, and again, you know, reflecting the idea that this person wasn't a halachic Jew, you know, different recommendations and different practices in these situations, whether it's a matter of saying Tehillim in place of Kaddish, different minhagim, not the time now to pin down what exactly is the most appropriate thing in any situation, but mixas kavod is certainly, you know, min haro'oi, as the Rambam says, noigbo mixas kavod, because it's an intolerable thing that people would say, ah, you know, when he wasn't Jewish, you know, there was a broad expectation, even if it's not formally part of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, the person wasn't going to be Makkah, his father, the person wasn't going to be Makkah, his father, and now all of a sudden, because he converted, he could do whatever he wants, the man that raised him? Lo yitachin. What does that reflect on Yadus? Aval ho'eved, the Rambam says, in every Knani ein lo chiyus. The Radvaz points out this is based on a pasuk in Parshas Vayera, Shvu lachem poim achamor, amadom el achamor. So there's no halachic relationship whatsoever. In other words, big yusam for Bnei Noach, so there's a biological relationship. It's discussed in the Gemara in Yevamos, the Gemara in Bechoros, of Loso Vira la Sheves Yitzara, that they are Bnei Sheves. There is a halachic responsibility. So Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish have a machokis, but Rabbi Yochanan takes the position the person had children when he was a non-Jew. So he's mekayim, an aspect of Piriya Virivya. Even though we say Gershon is Garikikan Nanola Dami, because, you know, there was a halachic relationship, or halachically recognized relationship between the non-Jewish father and the child. Aval ho'eved ein lochios, ela hare aviv kimi she'eno aviv. Now, biologically, genetically, it's of course his father, but halachically, kamisha in aviv l'chol davar, aval pishin nishtachruchu. Even though later on, let's say, they're, one of the parties, let's say, is going to become a full-fledged Jew, and there's, you know, some kind of, you know, possibility here that people will say, ah, oh, you know, that now this Jewish person can treat his biological, though not halachically recognized fat father, a certain way. So, you know, the Rambam says, aval pishin nishtachruchu. So I wanted to point out this last two words of afalpi shenishtacharu, I think, highlights the idea. So when it comes from a full-fledged non-Jew, who becomes a Jew, there's a deep concern of Kedusha Kala, Kedusha Chamura, that people will say that, you know, he became Jewish so he could have a lower moral standard. But the Eved Kenani was already betwixt and between, right? As the Gemara says about Eved Kenani, of Yatza Michal Akum, Ulchal Yisrael Lo Ba, he's right there in the middle. So it's much less susceptible. So in addition to the fact that there's no formal halachic relationship, because Eved Ein Lo Chiyus, right, person wouldn't say, oh, you see, a person goes from being a non-Jew to a Jew, and look at how he can lower his standards, because he didn't exactly go from being a non-Jew to a Jew. Right? He went from this liminal state, being an Eved Kenani, Yatza Michal Akum, Michal Yisrael, Lo Higia, so he's right there in the middle, and then he becomes a Jewish person, so it's not as direct a contrast. So the Din Derabanan, in terms of the Isser Derabanan, Mekalel Avi V'Imo, Isser Derabanan, Make Avi V'Imo, was designed specifically for a case when it could be clearly delineated and stated, you know, Kedusha Kala, Kedusha Chamura. This case is a much more sophisticated, complex algorithm, in addition to the technical fact of Eved Ein Lo Yichus, that is responsible for the fact that, again, are we encouraging anybody, any Jew, to engage in an act of kill, any Jew to engage in an act of hakah? Of course not. These are detestable things. But in terms of a formal chiyuv, whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, so we're going to draw the line in different places. Yisrael, ger, eved, all have going to be, you know, different standards in this regard.
Ein lo chiyus or ein lo yichus?